Hi everyone, welcome to Empower, my power, your power, our power. Today on Empower Podcast, I'm delighted to welcome Shravanya Rao Pitti of Soka Design Studio. Welcome, Shravanya. And thank you so much for being here on Empower. So today, Shravanya will talk to us about her journey and we will share our insights on how art and design can influence and improve our life. A little bit about her. She is the founder of Soka Design Studio, a highly creative design studio producing some of India's finest solutions for interiors, furniture, and product. Shravanya is also a lovely mom and a Kuchipudi dancer. Did I say that correct?
Okay.
Absolutely. Okay. She loves to travel, and when she does, it's the history, heritage, and culture that she seeks out, among other things, I'm sure. And in fact, some of her reels on ancient temples and Indian architecture have even gone viral. So without further ado, let's hear more from the lady herself, Shravanya, and let's get to know Shravanya better. Hello again.
Hi.
How are you? You look lovely. Love the green.
Thank you.
Yes. So Shravanya, can you tell us how did your background in architecture and interior design influence your decision to start your own design studio?
So I think I've always been passionate about design and art. And even when I was in a college in NYU, my dorm had like a carpet from ABC Carpet, and I had a painting and a little baby water fountain. So I think, you know, dressing my environment was a big part of my personality. And I think that as an Indian, design, art and architecture is just spectacular in our country. And really to bring Indian artisans from around India together to create a more international product was actually something I was very passionate about. And I think to really see it culminate was just amazing, such a great joy.
Amazing. Did you grow up, like, was it like inspired by family or travels, or was it just something inherent that you were a very creative person or you loved art? Like, I can't draw a line, but I love art. I have a minor in art history. Yeah. So I love art, but, you know, as...
So my grandfather studied in England, and he was very passionate that we understood art. And he would take us to museums. He would talk to us about literature. And he was very passionate. And my mum, of course, was on the board of the National Gallery of Modern Art. And she would take us to all these art galleries Sunday morning and see the yellow and the Anjali. My brother and I would curse her. But I think all of that stayed and it marinated in us. And of course, with the domestic airport, you know, when we were doing it up, I really wanted to bring an Indian element into it. And the idea of putting Indian art, Indian-centric art, you know, about our freedom fighters, musicians, I think bringing that story in was something that I was really involved with.
Yes.
And of course, Sanjay Reddy has taken me to the next level.
Absolutely.
Airport, but I think really bringing the Indian artists to the forefront.
Yes, and you see the influence, and it's so beautiful. I always admire it every time I land, yeah. Especially when you come back. And, you know, it's like one of the best airports in the world now. And thanks to these little touches of, you know, art and architecture.
And I think, like, the Louvre has 7.5 million visitors in a year, which is one of the best museums in the world, and the Mumbai International Airport has 50 million visitors.
Yeah, there
it's
you
the
go.
Visibility of absolutely artists on another scale. You
know? Yeah, absolutely. So, Shravanya, can you tell us about some of the unique challenges and opportunities you've encountered while running a design studio as a working mother and a Kuchipudi dancer?
I think functional challenges are just that India has so many languages, so we work with Tanjavur Agama Pandits, and communicating with them, because I don't speak Tamil, has been a challenge. And a lot of the places and the artisans we work with are in the interiors of India.
Mm-hmm.
And we were doing some work in Rajasthan, and there was a dust storm, and all the pieces got spoiled to redo it. So I think weather, language, distance has been a challenge. But I think as a parent, my children are very much part of this. And
they're so sweet. Their videos and really adorable. And I love how you're inculcating culture into them since such a young age.
So my daughter learns Kuchipudi, and I think it's who I am, right? So it's an extension, if continue.
Right.
And I think I only do what is authentically joyous to me, what I connect with.
Yeah.
So dance, design, children, love.
Fantastic. I mean, life lessons and motto for life, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So who have been your mentors and inspiration along the way? Like how you mentioned your grandfather and any others?
I think I love Ziya Modi. I think she's an outstanding woman. She's of course Soli Sorabji's daughter. And she comes from great lineage. And but what I think is that when you are given the opportunity, when you come from great lineage, and you don't just take it for granted, but you go out there and try and make a difference. And to make that difference, you have to work even harder because you have very heavy footsteps to follow. And I think for her to do it and to have three children, and she shared something once which really stood with me, where she said that, you know, we women, we hate our mother-in-laws, we hate our sister-in-laws, and we fight with them. But she says, I love my mother-in-law. I wanted my husband and her to have breakfast with her every single day. I love my sister-in-laws. And I created an ecosystem, right? And really people who love you, love your family, and to build that ecosystem. And you know, it's, they say that it takes a village to bring up a child.
Right.
And I really think that the one thing I learned from her was to really build that ecosystem and to create value.
Yeah. And it just kind of... you know, create some environment of positivity then and love, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
And that resonates in all areas of your life.
Because I think everyone is fulfilled.
Right, right. Nice. So tell me, obviously, as I can see, your lovely home is, or, you know, it resembles an art studio. Okay. I mean, it's been written about, it's been talked about, but to see it in person, and you obviously love art, as you mentioned, which inspires you in all fields of your life. So what are the aspects of your home that you've made it to art, or any special aspects that you'd like to mention? Or any special artifacts that are close to your heart?
I think there's light installation.
Right.
When I was looking for lights, for me, proportion is big, and I didn't find a light that worked with this proportion. So I designed it, and it took me many months of doing it, redoing it to get it right.
Fantastic.
Even our dining table light is made of concrete, metal, and it's that matte and muted finish.
Right.
And I designed it, and I think really to get materiality, proportion, color. And I think art doesn't just have to be on a canvas. It can be in any form.
Right. So. Well, we're definitely going to take some photos of the lights to let our viewers on Instagram see them for sure. So tell me, Shivanya, how does art and design impact our day-to-day life according to you? And why should people be more conscious of not just what they buy, but how that influences your space?
So I believe everything has energy. Our nervous system is actually in our cells. So if you get hurt here, your entire body gets the same message. So we are all interconnected, right? 60% of the earth is water, fish can survive in blood. I think that when you really understand that we are all one, and then you really respect your environment. And if your environment is, you know, sometimes art can make you question. It can make you go deeper. It can bring joy. As long as it's interactive to you, I think that it can bring value to your life.
Right.
So I think, I also think on a lighter note, like with my SDS tableware, when you really dress the table with that musti and that soul, people up their conversation. We see this gorgeous table and suddenly it's a different vibe.
Yeah, it's a conversation starter as well, right?
Yeah. So I think that if you have beautiful art, beautiful tables, I think it just, it changes the vibe.
Yeah. So your you know, line for table linen and all, it always reminds me of a holiday. Like whenever I see the pictures or whenever I see them, I just feel like, oh, this reminds me of Capri, or this reminds me of, you know, Portofino, or Spain, you know, and I think that's the idea, right? It transports you into a whole different place and vibe and feeling.
My parents, our dining table conversation, of course, very South Indian, very geeky, very much about numbers and like geniuses around the world. But I think that the conversation was such a big lung of our life, the musti, the memories, the jokes.
Yeah.
And I think that when you have that kind of a table, those memories last.
Right.
You know, the vibe. Yeah.
Stay absolutely. So tell me, can you discuss any notable art curation projects you've undertaken and how they intersect with your design work?
So I think every single project of mine has art. And I think people even come to me because they want that art sensitivity to come through. So I worked in Bombay with an artist for about 9 years. And then I worked in London with Candy of Candy. And Pilates course is my, it's like it was my college, it taught me. And I studied in London as well, but what I learned in London at Candy and Candy was accessorizing.
Yeah.
So I plan the artworks before I lay the first stone. I plan sculpture before I put even an electrical wire. Because I feel that you plan lighting, plan proportion, the palette of the room. So I think that
Around that.
Around that. Yeah. So I think art and accessories are a very crucial part of my design.
Like, fantastic. So how does your experience as a dancer inform your design philosophy? Does movement inspire design?
I think expression.
Right.
I'm a very expressive person, and I think dance is, for me, it's a different high. When I dance, I just see light when I'm really in that, you know? So I think that's an expression, and I think that design is also an expression. I think that I learned Kuchipudi in Madras and in a Kalakshetra with my guru and the whole culture, Seva and Indian artisans, music. So I think, we learned in temples. So I think the temple culture and design in temples was something that I very unknowingly kind of marinated in since I was a child.
Right.
And I think that's translated to my tableware.
Right. I remember visiting Muradeshwar, and in the beautiful temple, there was some music, you know, I think it was the aarti and the himayat. And I remember the way the sound, travels all over the space. I mean, I think architecturally they've built it in a way. And I'm sure if you dance, it must have been such a spiritual experience.
Excellent.
You know, because there, the way they've built it, the sound bounces or goes off and on areas, even open areas, and closed. And it was just a surreal experience for me, besides the religious aspect.
Yeah.
But it's just fantastic. So I can't even, I'm like excited to even think about how you must have felt learning there, as practicing there. Yeah. So, Shravanya, can you discuss any upcoming design art projects that you're excited about? And what advice would you give to other working mothers who are pursuing careers at creative people? So this is obviously a two-part question that I've combined.
So design-wise, every single project I do, I'm excited about. And as excited, like a child, I'm like, I can't wait to put this color in. I can't wait to do this.
But any upcoming that you'd like to mention or we should look forward to?
Well, I'm doing a restaurant, I'm doing a residence, I'm doing a farmhouse. And I think apart from that, I'm also doing tableware for some beautiful people. And I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
Nice. Are you customizing or?
I do. So I customize people want, say they love Venice, we do that story. Say they love, poaching, you bring that story.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So, then we don't just do the tableware, we do the linen, the centerpieces, the whole gamut.
So that's it.
It's
so more bespoke. I love that because I don't think a lot of people do that.
And we do it on fine china.
Right.
Which is porcelain. We learn bone china, which is widely available, has cow bone, pig bone. Our product is vegan, so it's fine china. It's
very nice. And
what would you...
Other working mothers.
Yes.
Role. If anyone would figure out this work-life balance of mothers, wow, tathastu. But I don't have the answer for that at all.
Right.
It's always a struggle. And I have small kids. They're 6 and 7, so it's... I think my life is work and kids primarily.
Right.
I practice Buddhism, which I think keeps my engine going.
Yes.
But I think that the one thing I learned, if you live that life and you give that example to your children of you trying, of you making that effort to do something beyond yourself, you're a living example to inspire that child to want to do something beyond their comfort.
Right.
So I think that... my daughter is having a bake-out exhibition, and she wants to be on Shark Tank. She's 7 years old.
Yes.
But this concept came somewhere by seeing both her parents.
Right.
I think the only thing in India which... We always say, beti ko padhao, beti ko padhao. But I think we're doing something in that area. But I think the real gap that I have seen in my workforce is that there really isn't an ecosystem for women to work after they have children.
Right.
The concept is, tumhara bachcha tumhi paloge na? And they're like, yes, of course.
Yeah.
But that support system to create creches, yeah. in spaces where there are large workforces, you know, for family members, really to support each other, yes. right? Educate a child and then say, now sit at home.
Right.
I think that, yeah. you know, I think that we, as we're such a large population, we could totally do
and a fairly intelligent one for that. We're exposed to so much, yeah. you know, in our country since such a young age, we don't even realize it.
And women, we were the first workforce. We were the agriculturists. Men were out fighting.
Right.
Absolutely. We were the one actually who were farming and creating money. So, right. and today on the top level, the top brass, we are so poorly represented.
Right.
So I really wish that all of us, if we supported the women in our life to work, to create value in whatever way they find joyous, I think.
Well said. So, Shravanya, I know you've been equally passionate about all your projects. I can hear it in your voice. I can see it with your eyes sparkling. And tell me if there's any one particular favorite project that you've been passionate about since you started working. And also for all our lovely listeners, we would love to know what the hot interior design trend is to look out for in this year, Art, according to you. And also what's on its way out.
I worked on two projects. One was my first project, was the Poonawalla house. And I loved it because it was Davare and Nehru's Poonawalla. And they were just so adorable and so passionate and so detailed and so Parsi that I just loved working with them. And it really made me realize that I want to love the people I work with.
Right.
And if that vibe is right, I really enjoy that 1 year process of doing interiors for them.
Right.
And I did a project in London, and the accessorizing of that project was just yummy.
Yeah.
So I loved it.
Yes.
Yeah, and I did a bachelor's home in Bombay as well, which was thoroughly enjoyable.
Right. And such varied homes, right?
Yeah, yeah. Very, very different.
So I like that. So also, I think it's exciting when you're doing something different. You know, it stimulates your mind and it like...
And I think you bring that person's personality to the space at
right.
this time.
Yeah, exactly. And okay, so now on to your tips on what design trends for 2023. What's in, what's out,
trends.
What's coming?
So honestly, for me, I'm also into trends.
Mm-hmm.
I'm into what that space invokes for me. So I'm into two things. One is functionality. I feel like what you sit on should be really, really comfortable. And I take a lot of effort to make sure that everything is very hardy, usable. The second thing I'm very passionate about is storage. I think if a house has a place for everything, every random badminton racket, every...
As mums, we know this for sure. We need so much space, right?
Yeah,
I don't know where all this stuff comes from. First, as women,
yeah,
I love fashion and travel. You have so much. And then secondly, of course, as parents, right?
Yeah.
As mothers.
So then you get your storage right, your home just looks clean and open.
Right.
And art. So I think all three are pretty much ethereal. I don't think they're trend-based.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that today you get really good soundproofing solutions, really good like clean AC grills, very... The technology has improved so much that your functional life can be much better.
Right. And tell me, Shravanya, if there was one building or home that would be your dream project to put your twist on, what would it be? Of course, we start with the art, and then you think of like your dream project or any existing structure that you would love to put your twist on.
So I've always said this, but I would love to do a house in Tirupati.
Right.
I would love to do it because I think I grew up going to Tirupati and spent many memorable moments there. And I would love to do a very typical Andhra home in the hills.
Nice. Okay. We must visit.
When
it's ready.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll happen. There, we put it out there in the universe. Stuff is going to happen. Okay, Shravanya, I would just like you to leave our lovely listeners and our viewers with whatever you feel that you would like to talk to us about as your message to us on Empower, to empower everyone.
Now we. So I think that the only way to be successful in my eyes is to find your swadharma, your natural instinct to do something. I think to keep trying till you find your swadharma. And I think that once you find it, then work is joyous.
Yeah.
So really, to empower yourself, first find yourself. Then work will follow.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Shravanya, for such an inspiring conversation. I mean, I've known her for years, but for the first time, I've actually gotten to know her. I mean, behind the beautiful smile and the persona, there's so much depth. So thank you so much, Shravanya, for such an inspired conversation, as I said. And I'm sure our listeners are also feeling very creatively inspired after this session. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in. For all this and more, to my lovely viewers on Instagram, on social media, and to our lovely listeners on all our channels. For all this and more, keep tuning in to Empower. Check out Shravanya Soka Design Studio and her linen collection and SES tableware and her personal account, if it's open. Okay. But thank you, Shravanya. And feel free to email us for all this and more anytime on empowerbybarakshi@gmail.com. And until then, as always, keep shining, keep smiling, have a safe and fantastic week, everyone, and don't forget to own it.